Hello, and welcome to today's webinar on your roadmap to digital marketing. We are so excited to have you here. In this webinar, we're going to show you how to find more qualified leads online, increase the patients at your health center, and build a loyal base of repeat clients. So let's get started.
So why should you care about content marketing? 72% of marketers worldwide said relevant content creation was the most effective SEO tactic. 23% of CMOs feel they are producing the right information for the right audience and delivering it to the right at the right time on the correct format. Only 23%. Content marketing costs 62% less than traditional marketing and generates 3 times as many leads.
So we're going to be going over a lot of information today. To get the most out of this webinar, please turn off your notifications, close your other windows, take out a pen and paper, maybe grab a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and stay tuned to see a real change in your ability to find qualified leads and grow a loyal network of patients.
So, who is this webinar for? You are in the right place if you are a marketing director, part of a marketing team, or manage the marketing for your health center.
So let's take a look at our agenda for today. We have a lot of topics to cover, and so these are the top 5 things that you're going to be learning. How to get your team all on the same page with your brand language and working towards your business goals. The tricks to finding topics that will attract, nurture, and grow patients in your practice. Our method for identifying KPIs and the actual questions that we ask our clients and ourselves that will drive your content marketing. An easy structure to create a plan for your team to implement a content marketing strategy, and ways to continually optimize your digital marketing presence. And of course, stay to the end to schedule your free 30-minute consultation and strategy session with either Amber or myself.
Okay, but first, who are we? I am Amber Irwin, and that is Caitlin McDonald. We are the co-founders of Social Speak Network. We believe in building an authentic brand that shares valuable and educational content. It needs to be at the apex of your marketing strategy. Marketing is no longer just about content. It's about creating the right content and sharing it through the correct channels. Our roadmap to digital marketing process helps your practice stay top of mind. So what is content marketing? Content marketing involves sharing online materials to connect with, educate, and increase interest in your wellness center. It can include blogs, videos, podcasts, email marketing, social media posts, and free resources. Content marketing works alongside with your sales channels to build trust with prospects and continually engage with existing clients.
So let's take a look at one of the many times that we have seen this process really work for a client. This is Jess. She is a keto coach and owns a wellness practice. And she was about to give up on Facebook advertising. She felt like the messages that she put out just were falling on deaf ears. She wasn't growing her leads to then follow up with and prospect with. And she had really just had enough. So after going through this roadmap strategy and really figuring out what were the timely and authentic topics she could talk about, we revised her strategy and instructed her to create more relevant guides and advertisements. So on her first holiday ad, she actually had a 46% conversion rate compared to her typical 1 or 2% conversion rate. And so this allowed her really to grow the qualified leads in a crowded marketplace. And so by following our roadmap, you will actually be able to learn how to do the same thing.
So today we are going to give you the tools to get started. Let's take a quick look at the roadmap to digital marketing, and then we'll dive into each one individually. Step one is strategy. This is your why behind your marketing. What's your brand voice? What are your quarterly goals for your content strategy? Step two is research. What is your market searching for online? What content are they already consuming? And how does this influence prospect behavior? Step three, goals. What goals are you setting for your marketing team? What KPIs are you measuring? Is one type of content better suited to help your business than another? Step four, process and plan. The who, what, where, and when of your marketing plan. Building a quarterly content calendar covering the implementation of your strategy. Step five, review and coaching. Coaching and training for your team, an ongoing assessment of how we can optimize the plan for the future.
Great. So let's start first with strategy. As Amber just mentioned, your strategy is the why behind your content marketing. It's the guiding force behind everything you create online. So why is having a strategy so important? Marketers who document strategy are 538% more likely to report success than those who don't. So it's so important that we have that strategy. Now, when we're building the strategy, there are some questions that you and your team should be asking yourself. The first that we always recommend starting with is, why do you want to emphasize content marketing? And having a clear definition of this will help you as you're moving forward and trying out different tactics and techniques. The next thing to ask and just to have in writing is, what is your company mission? What are your brand values? And what is your brand voice or tone? For example, you want everybody on the same page about whether you're conversational, fun, passionate, safe, etc. Take this a step further and also think about what words or language should be used when you're creating the content. So are there any industry-specific words, branded words, or common terminology that you use within your office or with patients themselves? Think about if slang, for example, is encouraged or if it reflects poorly on your brand. Does the market appreciate technical language, or should you really be using common words? Next, we recommend creating a brand persona. So typically you hear about creating the target market persona. Here we want you to do that for your brand. Are you a superhero? Are you a celebrity? Are you maybe a stay-at-home mom? What is that person that you feel really stands for the brand and is how you want to come across to the world? Then we recommend thinking about who you can pull in to help create content. Again, this is all within that strategy piece. So you're setting that foundation for everything else to build on. So who on your team or in other departments can help you create blog posts, videos, emails, podcasts, all those other types of content that are out there? And then who on your team or in other departments can help you actually disseminate the content? Who can help you optimize it, share it, or repurpose it? And so we recommend going through these questions and all the other ones that we're going to cover today and actually write out the answers so that your team can refer back to them and reflect on them in the future.
So moving into step two, research. So running an effective content marketing strategy is first done by performing research, researching your own clients, researching your competition, researching broader industry trends. Research helps your practice be more relevant, timely, and authentic when it comes to the content you're producing. So we have a few more questions. What is your marketing searching for online? What content are they already consuming? How does this influence prospect behavior? In this step, we are focused on learning more about the topics and tactics your company has previously created content around. A lot of times, we've been creating content for brochures or websites, so we have that content already there and we want to revisit that. We also want to dive into potential topics that your team can focus around, finding the content that's already being consumed in your industry around your products or services. So this is where that pen and paper come in handy. List out the topics discussed on blogs and promotions for the past 12 months. Indicate whether they seem to get traction or not. Then list any marketing ideas that have been pushed to the back burner and explain why. Then you're going to write down every question you can think of that your audience has about your industry, whether it's around a product or a service. Think of those pain points people are coming to you about. Go through the list and add 10 bullet points to each topic or question. Looking at the list of above and the bullet point answers, you will then be able to figure out where are there gaps in these topics. What are you missing? Then, who are your main competitors? What are they talking about? Who are the biggest influencers in your industry? List players, even if they aren't a direct competition, and look at your competition just, you know, not just within a local, but on a nationwide search as well. What industry journals and publications do you read? What magazines and publications does your audience read? And do you have any existing partner relationships through which you can produce content? So that is a few steps to researching to get those ideas for that content marketing.
Perfect. So let's jump into step number three, and this is identifying your goals and the key performance indicators that you'll use to measure the success of your content marketing plan. These KPIs are integral to your content strategy. Though the tactical elements of your marketing plan may change over time, the KPIs or goals should remain clearly defined. So, just as with everything else, why is it important to have goals? Marketers who set goals are 429% more likely to report success than those who don't. And 81% of those successful goal-setting marketers actually achieve them. So you want to know what the end goal is of your marketing strategy. So historically, marketing teams focused on setting goals around kind of vanity metrics, such as likes or impressions. But we urge you to think one step further. Why? Why? How many of these metrics are out of your control? So at a moment's notice, for example, Facebook has been known to adjust its algorithm or edge rank. And having concrete goals, such as increasing conversion rate from social traffic or growing an email list, can be more easily measured and more easy to find other tactical solutions to reach them. So, what are your goals? What goals are you setting for your marketing team? By understanding this, you can understand what type of content is better suited to reach the goals than another. So, we have a few recommended goals that you can set. One, traffic to your website, the number of email subscribers, conversion rates, social media shares, social media followers, for example. Now I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that you can work through to figure out what goals you want to set for your business. So we recommend structuring all of these as SMART goals, which I'm sure you've heard about before. We don't want some, you know, fluffy goal that you can't actually measure. We want them to be, you know, measurable, actionable, time-bound, so that you know whether or not you're actually moving for them. So with these, you know, you also want to focus on how, you know, if you have the actual resources to measure the goal itself. So let's say your goal is to increase leads or increase the lead conversion rate by being more educational. You need to make sure that you have access to customer data, to client data, to see how many people actually have come through the funnel and have taken that next step to schedule an appointment. So as you're setting these goals, think about what else you need in order to tell whether or not you're actually being successful. Additionally, we want you to think about goals for your team. So not just those end results, but think about what actions your team can commit to. So what are your goals for your posting frequency? How many blogs do you feel can be written per month? How many social media posts do you want to write per week? How frequently is a member of your team available to write and create videos? How many email newsletters are you hoping to get out? And do you have the buy-in from everybody on your team to actually reach these goals?
So now that we have those questions answered, we move into the fourth element to our strategy, which is actually creating and outlining the process and plan for you and your team to follow. This step is crucial to getting your center's content marketing working to acquire new leads, convert clients, and increase the repeat patient bookings. You need to know exactly who will be creating what content and how the content will be distributed online. For our clients, this takes shape in an editorial calendar that lists the topics for blogs, promotions, social media posts, videos, and more. So marketers who document processes are 466% more likely to report success than those who don't. So let's get documenting. So the exciting part, if you stay till the end, one of our free bonuses is access to our national observances calendar. This calendar lists specific topics that you and your team can integrate into your own editorial calendar. Creating your content or editorial calendar can be as in-depth as you need it to be for your team. You may have to adjust it. Each team has their own flavor, thinking of different learning. If you're visual, you're kinesthetic, you're auditorial. Mm-hmm. So making sure that calendar works with everyone on your team. We recommend planning in quarterly chunks throughout the year. This will allow you to plan far enough in advance that the events and promotions don't just sneak up on you, but not so far in advance that you and your team feel overwhelmed. So it's important to know what national observances are coming up and what topics which ones you want to cover. And then it's good just to go in 90-day increments so you and your team can be on one page.
Great. So let's jump into the last step. The last step is to analyze and optimize your marketing tactics or the actual pieces of content that you're creating as outlined in your content marketing plan or that editorial plan. Doing this will allow you to understand if certain types of content or topics are driving you towards your goals or if some are simply just missing the boat. Then ask yourself why. Why is the content working? Why is the content not fulfilling the intended results? Was it a fluke? Do you need more training? Do you need to do additional keyword research, etc.? So parts of your strategy and plan will lead you closer to your goals and others will not. Ongoing analysis and optimization is always necessary in any part of marketing. So we have a few questions that we recommend asking every single month or at least every single quarter. So how did the content your team create actually influence the goals? What went well? What should you stop doing? What should you do differently? And what should you continue doing? Additionally, take special note about if anything surprised you about the effects of the content created. How can you improve the next piece of content created? And where do you feel there are any gaps in your marketing? Potentially, additional training is necessary for your team.
So the roadmap to digital marketing follows a five-step process. Our experts work with you to convey the why behind your content marketing. We identify the KPIs that will be measured, simplify your brand voice, and decide which individual on your team is best suited for the creating various types of content. From here, we create the in-depth roadmap for your team to implement. The first step to getting started is our onboarding and strategy call. Our goal is to understand your business identity, the values and goals, as well as your current marketing efforts and who on your team is passionate about producing different types of content. Over the course of 2 weeks, we dive into current and past promotions, events, and marketing efforts. We expect to work closely with a representative from your team during this stage. The more transparent we are with your team, the smoother the process is. In the following 2 weeks, our team builds out the content calendar through the end of the quarter. We hold bi-weekly or monthly coaching calls to help ensure your team has the support and training necessary to implement the roadmap. 1 month prior to start of each quarter, your social speak coach will review the KPIs, set new goals, and build out the content plan for the upcoming quarter.
So let's take a look at some of the specifics that are included. Our team has nearly 40 years of combined experience, not only helping you work through your business marketing strategy, but also to put together an actionable marketing plan in the form of the marketing calendar, the content calendar, or roadmap to digital marketing. So through monthly coaching, we make sure the plan is leading to the intended results and that your team has the resources and training it needs to create the best content for your business. The roadmap for digital marketing follows the five-step process that we just described. Our experts work with you to convey the why behind your content marketing. We identify the KPIs that will be measured, simplify your brand voice, and decide which individual on your team is best suited for creating various types of content. From here, we create the in-depth roadmap for your team to implement. So specifically, we break this down into weekly or 52 blog posts as well as their intended keyword focus. We break down the weekly social media content post ideas. We come up with a combination of internal and external content to share, as well as an accountability chart for everybody to follow. One of the good things about working with Amber and myself is we also do have a full database of training and tutorial videos that your team gains complete access to when you are our client. So we often find for the first year of working with Social Speak that our clients follow a similar path to the coaching and training aspect. First, we start really talking about the systems, the processes, and nailing down that strategy. We're getting everybody on the same page and fulfilling the tactical goals that we've set, such as the posting frequency. From here, the second quarter of working together, we optimize your content and really help you find your voice. So you've gotten into the habit of producing the content, so how do we make sure now that it is up to your brand standards? From here in the third quarter of working together, we focus more on those results-driving techniques. So how to increase the SEO in your content, how to get more clicks, how to get more leads. And lastly, in the fourth quarter of working together, we do that ongoing analysis and optimization. And this continues years into the future. So we wanted to invite you to start diving into your content marketing for your healthcare center by having a 30-minute, no-obligation call with either Amber or myself. During this call, we'll talk about your content marketing strategy and plan. We specifically will identify actionable steps that you can take to reach new prospects, build new clients, and increase repeat patient visits through content marketing. To schedule the call, please complete the form below, and you'll be redirected to immediately book a 30-minute consultation with our team. Additionally, as Amber mentioned, the special surprise for everybody who finishes watching this webinar, by completing the form, you'll also receive immediate access to our complete National Observances calendar. So you'll be able to immediately integrate that into your content plan. So thank you so much for joining us as we discussed the roadmap to your digital marketing. We know that you've taken away some great information. Hopefully you've taken the time to take out a pen and some paper and jot down some of those questions. We are so excited again that you've been here and can't wait to see you increase the patients in your practice.
Thank you, everyone. We'll talk to you soon.